Peace of the Lord be with you. It's good to look out and know you're my people. I love it. It's good to be your people. One notice, tomorrow, it's 8 o'clock in Graves Hall Film and Faith Series. We're going to have a viewing of the movie Syriana, and it's going to be fantastic. It's going to be a great conversation. All of you are invited to fill up Graves Hall at 8 o'clock tomorrow. For a geopolitical thriller. It'll be fantastic. It's my great privilege and joy this morning to introduce one of ours, one of our own, one of our beloved, and a good friend. He is a senior from Grand Rapids, Michigan. He is a philosophy major. He is a religion major. He is our very own Stephen Schaffer, who has come to preach the word. Would you please welcome him to the pulpit of hope? I'm going to pray. Lord, be with your servant, Stephen, that he might proclaim your word with faithfulness and courage, and that we would have the faithfulness and courage to hear the word that you are saying to us. We pray this in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And all of hope said, amen.
Hear this word from the book of Genesis, chapter 12. So Abram went as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Abram took his wife Sarai and his brother's son Lot, and all the possessions that they had gathered, and the persons whom they had acquired in Haran. And they set forth to go to the land of Canaan. When they had come to the land of Canaan, Abram passed through the land to the place at Shechem, to the oak of Moreh. At that time, the Canaanites were in the land. Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, "To your offspring I will give this land." So he built there an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him. From there he moved on to the hill country on the east of Bethel and pitched his tent, with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. And there he built an altar to the Lord and invoked the name of the Lord. And Abram journeyed on by stages to the Negev. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our sense of identity can be lost in an instant. What happens to our sense of identity when the things we hold dear fall apart? What happens to our sense of who we are when our hopes and dreams come crashing down? What happens? What happens when we have to leave our home for the last time? What happens when that loved one dies? What happens to our sense of identity when we can't get into grad school, we can't make the grade, or we can't seem to find the right friends, or any at all? What happens to our sense of who we are when plans for a future life of love and happiness fall into shambles? When that happens, that sense of identity, that sense of who we are can be lost in an instant. We are often left feeling like we are wandering, adrift at sea. It is into this type of context that God speaks to Abram in our passage for today. To your offspring, I will give this land. God has already called Abram out of his land and his people, out of his place of comfort, identity, and security. Abram went as the Lord had told him. He left his land in Haran and took everyone and everything he had with him. He moved south, vulnerable, having multiple dependents to look after. He entered a foreign land with a foreign people. Abram found himself a stranger in a land that was not his home. Then God spoke, "To your offspring I will give this land." God comes and speaks a word of hope and promise to Abram. God's gifting is forming a covenant with him. God makes a twofold promise to Abram, and it changes his reality. God reiterates a previous promise to give Abram offspring, and God also promises that he will give this offspring the physical land of Canaan. While not the only thing that this passage is saying, I want to suggest today that it is saying at least this. In promising Abram land, God is promising him an identity. God's interaction with Abram is dramatically redefining his identity into one that God has provided and that God will secure. In the same way, God is in Christ redefining our identity into one that God has provided and that God will secure. God's speech, "To your offspring I will give this land." God's act of promise was providing Abram with more than simply an heir and a house. God was providing Abram with fulfillment and identity. This identity was something that God had provided and that God would secure. God would give the land and God would give the offspring. At this point of promise, we might see the temptation for Abram to begin settling in the land or getting it ready for when the kids inherit it. After all, if God had promised it to Abram, wouldn't it seem to be the faithful response to start claiming what God had promised? But it's not. It would overlook two very important facts about Abram's situation. The land he is in, the land of Canaan, is not empty. At that time, the Canaanites were in the land. The promise was not a mandate for expulsion or conquest, but a call to become neighbors to the Canaanites. This oversight is connected with a second, even larger one. God will give the land to Abram's offspring. This means that the land is God's and that God will secure it for Abram. It is not up to Abram to take the land. At this point, Abram does not seize the promise of God and work to make the land his own. For in fact, the land is not Abram's, but God's. The promise given to Abram does not call for the exclusion of those living in the land, but instead calls Abram's descendants to become their neighbors, to become tenants of the land for God, its true owner. The offspring, the land, and the sense of identity that comes with it are promised by God and provided for by God. And we've been saying here that God giving Abram land and offspring is giving him an identity. However, this is slightly misleading. What is truly happening is this. God and Abram, being a person of his time, would have valued his offspring and his land. These things would have been important to him and would have given him a sense of identity. But only that, a sense. Abram's true identity would again be something that God would provide and that God would secure. For God's promise of these things to Abram does not confirm them, but inverts it. Abram cannot produce offspring, nor does he secure any land. The power and satisfaction of having done these things is gone from him. In its stead is God's promise. Abram cannot secure those things that would normally identify him as a person, but must trust in God to provide them. As a result, his identity shifts to the very God who promised these things to him. Abram is now not defined by his possessions, his family, or his status. Instead, he is defined by the God who has made a promise to him and the God who is faithful to that promise. It is at this point that we must note Abram's response to God. Abram worships. He worships. He stops and builds an altar to the Lord. God's promise to Abram elicited the fundamental response of worship. Abram comes before the Lord and gives God praise. This act of worship is both an act of faithfulness to God and is the right and proper response to God's promise. God's promise and its fulfillment is the context of all our worship. And God's promise to Abram is to us as well. God's promise and provision inverts all our tendencies to place our identity in our possessions, our family, or our status. God has made a promise to Abram, and that promise was ultimately fulfilled in Christ. It was fulfilled when the Word became flesh, bled, and died, only to rise again, that he might reconcile the world. These things which we sought to define us have been inverted. We no longer find our identity in our major, our pocketbook, our relationships, or our future. For we, like Abram, are people of the promise. And God's promise changes everything. Our identity now rests in Christ, who is God's promise and its fulfillment. Let us pray. God of grace, you have spoken into our world a word of promise, a word of hope. We pray that your word would transform us, that we might respond with praise and worship. May you, O Lord, work in the deep places of our hearts, that we might fully live into our identity as your people. We pray this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. May it go in peace.